stay on the air with your donation at kboo.fm/give. Independent voices depend on your support. Thanks so much.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Executive Committee meets on the second Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. This month's meeting will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland and online through our public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting virtually can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
Support for KBOO comes from its members and from the Bureau of Labor and Industries, Child Care for Construction, in partnership with Business Oregon, working to support those caring for children of journey workers in Oregon, even family and friends. More info at oregon.gov/BOLI/apprenticeship under the link Financial Assistance for Registered Apprentices.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen,
never been done before talking about a subject.
To bring you to the light.
Farewell to you, people.
Hold up, hold up.
Kuali Tonali, welcome to PNN, Poor People's Revolutionary Radio, special Gregorian New Year broadcast. This is Muteado Silencio con Voces de Migrantes en Resistencia, in studio with fellow formerly Housley Popo and Pabri Scala, Tiny.
The manger has been swept. DPW came and took all the blankets, the donkeys, the straw, and left a piece of paper saying, you have 5 minutes to leave. You are detained. You have 3 days to pay rent or quit. The Virgin de Guadalupe was deported. The baby Yeshua has been left. Masked men seized the Tres Reyes, the three kings, and put them all under arrest. Yeah, welcome to PNN, not CNN, people. Poor People's Revolutionary Radio. Broadcast live and direct from the small part of unpimped, unplayed, unsold Mama Earth that us houseless indigenous people call homefulness, a homeless people's solution to homelessness, right here in occupied Uchum. Stay tuned later in the broadcast to listen to the whole poemcast, The Manger Was Swept.
On this edition of Poor People's Radio, we will speak with fellow poverty scholar Des Martinez from the homeless in Fresno. Then Dr. Sweet with his words on these false borders and the terror of ICE. We will hear from houseless street scholars from Huchun to Yelamo, and the powerful, prayerful, and slow move by us poor and houseless poverty scholars to unseal more of Mama Earth. Then we will hear the scandalous story of a sister warrior facing eviction and homelessness again because Treasure Island is threatened eviction on indigenous migrant because it is federal land. All that and much more.
I want to bring in my beautiful sister warrior who holds it down, talking truth in occupied Yolcut lands, aka Fresno, Des Martinez, that is. Welcome back to Poor People's Radio, Des. Tell us what's going on.
Same thing is going on all over the United States and beyond. People are losing their housing. We still have fierce advocates out there fighting state legislation, budget bills. We got fierce warriors out in the street trying to hold it down. We have a lot of individuals, especially families. See, families are growing, and so are the older adults. Homelessness is risen at least 49% in the past 5 years. So I'm seeing a huge issue that is happening everywhere. No matter where we go, it is everywhere that we're facing homelessness.
I know that you've been doing a lot of work on the state level.
I've been involved with a couple of coalitions that statewide work in legislation, and it takes about 2 years for something to happen. I thought it was going to be quick. We go in, we fight, we win, we move on to the next, and that's not how legislation is. The last thing I've worked on was the Perez bill, and that was trying to stop criminalization of homelessness. But we got a little bit of something out of there, and that's protection for the advocates. For the individuals, advocates, and even individuals that aren't advocates that just want to go out and help the unhoused, now you cannot be arrested. You can't be fined. So that was the last bill that I worked on. The next ones, we are currently trying to figure out where the biggest policies that we need to pass. Now, there's hundreds of them. The biggest one, it's housing. It's definitely housing and continued funding for those programs that work. So currently right now, those are going to be the two biggest policies that we want to bring forward. There's hundreds and hundreds of policies in housing that we'll bring forward to the state every year. And we don't hear about them all. And right now, I don't feel like there's a lot of help coming.
What I was going to ask you too, though, to give people a framework for these different settler towns. So Fresno, so-called Fresno, I don't know if they passed it or if it's still in effect, but made this crazy thing after Grant's pass that essentially made it illegal to even be houseless. Had that been reduced? Did they stop criminalizing that? Has that gone down a little bit?
It is the ordinance 10-2101A, which was no person shall sleep, lie, or sit on public property. They just brought it back again. It's been out for a year. They're happy about 774 individuals that have been arrested on that ordinance. They said it's working, so they wanted to add in a little bit more, and they added standing. They added standing to the 10-2101A, which is no person can stand, sit, lie, or sleep on public property. They also added in there that you can't have a cart, a shopping cart, a buggy, a suitcase if you're caught standing on a corner or a sidewalk here in Fresno with any of those items, are subject to be detained and arrested.
I mean, and you think about the setup from the get-up with that. You're basically criminalized for being alive. That's what they're trying to put in place here in Ochoon and Oakland, these hater politricksters. And so I want to lift up that you said they think it's working. What does that mean? It worked in terms of erasing more houseless bodies from the street?
So they feel that, you know, when you get arrested, basically they detain you. So they pull up to the encampment, everybody's detained. So once you're detained, you can't even pick your stuff up and leave because you're already violating the law. So they detain you. They take you to court, they arrest you, you go to jail, you get out, you have to go to court. Once you go to court, in court, they're like, okay, so look, we're going to work on this together. You want a bed? We'll put you in a bed. If not, we're going to force you into jail. And the person's like, dude, I wanted a bed in the first place. Why didn't you ask me that when you showed up in my camp? So now they're like, oh, everybody's taking a bed. It's crazy because we see this happening. See what they're doing, the data they're turning into the state, it does look like that ordinance is working because when you get to court, you're offered jail or a bed. Wow. You're going to pick a bed like you would have in the first place. So they feel like it's working and it's not. One thing I learned is that this pro-housing application that many cities are getting, we need to invest time into reading those. I did. And do you know that we had our pro housing taken away because of the advocacy work? Now, we don't want to lose funding, but they got spanked really good. So they went back thinking nobody was going to watch the next application. These applications, they are telling the state of California that we do this, this, and that. There are 7 principles in the state of California that CalICH enforces that every city and county needs to use. If you do not use these 7 principles, then you can get docked on your grant application. So with my city, they put on there, the CalICH says, when you go to encampments, how do you address the individuals without criminalizing them? My mayor said, oh, we go to the encampments and we work with them. And if they don't want a bed, that's okay. We come back and we have the HOPE team, you know, just talk to them. And we don't clear an encampment until everyone is sheltered. We have public comment with pro-housing, you guys. We have a voice and we have a right. And I know it works because they said HCD are the people we want to be our friends. If we have an issue, we have a problem, I don't care if it's shelter, outreach, anything to do with any of the funding that comes in from the state of California, you guys, you have a right to call. You have a right to email. They want to hear from us because they're the ones that decide if our city and counties get this money. And if our city and counties aren't going to do right with the money, why should they get it? It's not about withholding funds from our homeless. It's about making sure that they do what they're supposed to do. I don't want $20 million going into somebody's pocket and my brothers and sisters are still out there starving. Why should I allow funding to come into my city if that's what they're going to do? We're already on the street.
Then the other homeless solution created by politricksters is sweeping us like we're trash. How can people support you?
You can reach out to me through wearenotinvisible2015@gmail.com. That's probably the easiest way because please do not hit up my DM on Facebook.
Can I ask you, Des, you're a poet. Can you drop a poem for us, relative? Come on now.
Okay, so this one is called I Can't Breathe. I can't breathe. I can't f***ing breathe. Justice was once my anthem. Now it's the reason I choke on silence, on systems that were never meant to hear me anyways. They said, use your voice. But my voice is hoarse from screaming into concrete walls painted with policies and dressed up in flight denial. I used to fight for justice. Now I fight for air. The kind of air that doesn't come with side eyes in a boardroom or whispery waits of just calm down. As if calm ever fed the hungry or housed the unhoused. This burden is heavy. It presses on my chest like a boot, not from a cop. but from expectations, from being the only one in a room full of people who studied struggle but never tasted it. I show up broken so others don't have to. I put on armor made of pain and call it experience. But today my ribs ache from holding in the sobs that turn into talking points. And I ask myself, is it worth it if I lose myself to save them? If I die for the movement while forgetting to live for me? I need oxygen, not just air, but real soul-filling breath, the kind that comes from when you're not constantly drowning in crisis email trauma stories and the never-ending aches of broken promises by institutions with perfect branding. I don't want to be strong today. I want to be held. I want somebody to tell me that even when I can't fight, I'm still enough. That even when I gasp, I'm still worthy. So this is my inhale, this poem, my CPR. Because if I don't say it, I'll suffocate quietly while everyone applauds my resilience. But I'm more than resilient. I am real. I am raw. And right now, I just want to fucking breathe.
I love that, Des. What you doing not sharing your poetry, fam? I just think we just birthed another poet on the house. Keep writing, fam. Keep writing. All right, babe. We'll talk to you real soon.
See you later.
And now it's a winter. It's winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed. Betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from a winter in America.
I want to remind relatives and listeners that the violence of sweeping humans like we're trash has not slowed down. It has not stopped. It's gotten worse. It's just that there's so much going on that's terrifying and terrorizing, and people aren't necessarily seeing it. That's why Ruthless Radio and Poor News Network is here. We speak with and of and in community with all of our relatives, and we're every day trying to build a solution, because we know that homelessness is a capitalist crime, and it has been intentional for us poor people to do that poverty crime. That said, we want to hear from Ruthless Radio Inuchun, two powerful street scholars who are currently in the Homefulness Hotel Fund, which is a poor and houseless people-led emergency fund, no city money, no nothing else, that we started because our folks need a shelter in the middle of the rain, and they need to go somewhere, and the city and these politicians provide nothing. They just take everything from us. And so every day right now, there are multiple sweeps happening. This couple is currently in the Homefulness Hotel Fund.
Everything just got hard. I ended up getting on disability because I had an injury to my chest.
We got swept in a car somebody was sleeping, and we lost everything again. So as of today, we've only got the clothes and stuff that we had within the last 48 hours. You know, so it's been pretty hard. So this is the best place for us to be. We hope that somebody can help us so we can have housing. Because it's not really, I really don't need to go to the streets. My cousin doesn't need to, it's wearing him down. He's starting to get colds and he never gets sick.
Again, this couple is currently in the Homefulness Hotel Fund, which, again, was started by us as an emergency support valve for our relatives who are dealing with this violence. But that's not long-term housing. That's temporary. And it's only made possible by a radical redistribution of folks with race and class privilege who practice community reparations. That's how we can even do it. So shout out to the Solidarity Relatives, the Housed Scholars, who make this possible. But homefulness is a different vision. It's a vision of unselling Mother Earth, of decommodifying and taking her off the commodities market, where you continue to look at Mother Earth as a profit-making venture. That can't continue anymore. And so myself and Mutiado and Tibu and all of us poverty scholars here at Homefulness of June work every day, along with First Nations relatives like from Sigourtay Land Trust and others, to unsell Mother Earth. We know our indigenous relatives have always taught that Mother Earth is not a commodity. And now we are blessed to tell you that Homefulness Yalamu is happening. Mute, you want to talk a little bit about Homefulness Yalamu?
Yes, and just by starting to, you know, to acknowledge the Ohlone people in Yalamu, Ramatush Ohlone, right, in Yalamu, the first folks who suffer the removal, the colonization, and that violence, a removal. And so here we are, hundreds of years later, trying to unseal this piece of Mama Earth, who, through the research that we have done, know that there was a creek running through there. We know that it was close to the water. We knew that not exactly in that piece of land, but nearby, there were village sites in what it's called now San Francisco. And so we're here now trying to unseal, trying to decolonize that little piece of land in Mama Earth, Ancestor Chavez in the mission. And again, also for ourselves, who all of us are here in the Bay Area. We were in San Francisco for about 15 years in different little offices that wherever we can fit, in the Redstone building. And so this is also feels like coming back home, kicked out, you know, from the mission after being gentrified because of the priest rent, you know, and also of the attack that many of us know has been ongoing at the Redstone building. So I want to say this feels like coming back home. And so yes, now we have the blessing, and my sister Tanya is going to talk about a little bit about how we're going to have again, every single homefulness that we have done, we always start with prayer. We always start acknowledging. We always start bringing the elders from that community. Greg Castro is going to join us that day. And it's a little piece of land that we hope, with the help of the community in Yalamu, that we can lift up a homefulness, just like we did here in Oakland and Huchun, with Homefulness 1 and 2. And again, the poverty is there. Our folks are there. You know, we have this beautiful opportunity to do a roofless radio where we sat together in a circle with some of the poverty scholars who are looking for shelter. You know, and again, that is an empty lot. And some people will call us irresponsible, you know, for having some of the poverty scholars stay there temporarily while they figure out the next move, while we help them, you know, with the next move. Again, you know, to help house these folks who also are migrante folks, so they could have a dignified housing. And that's what homefulness is about. No, we don't want a beat down SRO or what some of these programs give our people. And no, we don't want temporary housing either. We have one long permanent housing, and that's what we're bringing Yalamu, Homefulness Yalamu.
So we'd like to have these relatives speak for themselves. Again, I do want to say that Poor Magazine never moves like the colonizers who continue to destroy us. When we come to a place, wherever it is, it's always with what does the community need. So we started our first prayerful moment with a street newsroom, as Mute said, as well as roofless radio, with food and resources and warm coats and medicine, but also with solutions. How can we get folks into the Homefulness Hotel Fund right now? How can we help people figure out how to navigate this system which I love to tell you, this city and the housed neighbors are up in arms because we're not moving fast enough and we're not solving the homeless problem. But let's hear from the scholars themselves.
La ciudad San Francisco is getting expensive here, sabes? I'm blessed for you guys to be here, feeling good these days. But it's expensive. The city is getting expensive. That's all I could say. But we are all blessed. The Lord is like always keeping an eye on all of us, mm-hmm. right?
My name is Walter.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're one of the worst things in my life. It was just getting on the street. You know, like I lost my job. I lost my family. And, everything. Like, and then I just got on the street and I got like disappointed on me and I start going deep on it. You know, and like I don't know. It's like just. Didn't care, you know, I didn't want to leave and stuff because I was feeling like horrible being outside like this without money, without work, you know. Yeah, well, I tried to get housing, but I'm still waiting, I guess, you know.
It's hella wait list.
Yeah.
And the city is so hard to get housed. Believe me, I know. It's how me and my mom were, so we ended up on the street.
Yeah.
What do you think of homefulness, where we work together to build, like, all of us as poor and houseless people work together to build a solution?
It's really good because the you know, like the help that you guys give is hard to get that help from anybody else. Nobody does, you know, help you. Like, nobody cares about people on the street, I guess. You know, they see you on, like, that you're from the street, they just treat you like garbage sometimes, you know?
Oh, yeah,
like,
totally. Have you, when you were on the street, did you ever deal with the cops messing with you and sweeps and stuff like that?
Yeah, they put a ticket. They don't want me to have a tent outside. They put a ticket on me and another ticket. Then they take me to jail. Then, you know.
Yeah. In Frisco, they're really horrible too. You can't even sit down.
Yeah, you can't even sit down on the sidewalk.
Right,
it's
so true.
Yeah, they put a
really
ticket.
You know, it's.
Yeah.
You know how it is. We take care of each other, and it's
exactly.
Like, you know, it's because really we're the only ones who understand each other and treat each other
in
like
community.
Humans still,
yeah,
because so much of the other community doesn't. They treat us like we're
trash.
Contagious or something, you know.
What's your name?
Mariah Reeves.
Okay.
And I was pregnant with my last child, my 6-year-old. I got addicted to heroin. And then the father of my child kicked me out, and then I've just been homeless ever since. I came down to San Francisco for rehab, and then I went to rehab 5 times, and then just stayed homeless down here.
I got no place to go. Everywhere I go, I get hurt.
So as you can see, there's many reasons that we end up on the street. And I want to note for anybody who's hating or might be thinking about it, folks do all kinds of stuff in a house. But nobody sees you, because inside you deal with the privilege of privacy. Outside, our lives are laid bare, so we struggle with the violence of exposure. And so one of the things we're doing right now is we're moving slowly and prayerfully. No, we're not going to solve the homeless problem. We never claimed that that's how we operate. We operate with humility and figuring out what and how people need support. And so this is going to be a slow, prayerful process. And what we're asking folks is, if you are so concerned about, or are we going to take care of it, why don't you call the city and ask them to actually redirect some of those thousands and millions of dollars they spend sweeping humans like we're trash into housing. Open up those vacant hotel rooms and let people stay inside. Support people where they are. Help us build homefulness. We don't have the money to build yet. We're just raising that right now. This is just the very beginning. And we invite everybody into this prayerful journey with us. On January 24th, we're going to be doing a press conference offering food and love and a ceremony with Greg Castro and the Ramatush relatives to properly start in a good way on their land. This doesn't belong to us. It's because a settler paper says we own it, which we don't. We'll be creating a same document that we have in Ochoon, which makes sure that that small, little, tiny piece of Mother Earth will never be part of the commodities market. For those of you who don't know about the liberation easement, we have already enacted that here. And so right here in Ochoon, this will never be part of the commodities market, even beyond our life. So, if you want to find out more about what happened, you can go to www.poormagazine.org. I did a story called The Ink Wasn't Even Dry on the Settler Colonial Paper Lie. But also come and join and pray with us on January 24th at 1 p.m. We're going to hear from Dr. Sweet on the ice terror.
This is your host, Dr. Sweet. You are listening to Poor People's Revolutionary Radio on PNN. Thank you for joining me today. Today's topic is ice out of control. Of late, more than 170 people in the San Francisco area, citizens have been held by immigration officers. Can they hold these people? They say that they are responsible, that these are suspects, or they are in the country illegally. We found more than 50 Americans who were kicked, spit on, drugged through the streets, and jailed. They were not able to see their folks for days. So we ask the American people, is this what we have turned to? Is this the dream that was promised to most of us? Now we're being round up like cattle and thrown in cages. Kids have been separated from their parents with no end in sight to this madness. Our government is taking advantage of us, picking and choosing the people they want to round up. Now it's the Somalians in these cities. They're being round up and put in cages, separated from their families, and being told that they're not citizens when they're here legally. We need to come together and support our brothers and sisters. We need to work to fight this evil regime that is holding our people hostage. We need to come together and fight these people immediately. We can't let them get away with all of this. So I ask you, my people, let's come together as one to fight the evil. Thank you. PNN, Poor People's Radio, Dr. Sweet, signing off. Thank you.
A lot of our relatives on the street, a lot of our poor communities get caught up in the crabs in a barrel. Oh, I don't care about them, I just need mine. It's really important for us poverty scholars to step up and speak up for each other. I really appreciate and love Dr. Sweet for doing that as an elder who his own self has dealt with poverty his whole life. Racism, profiling. And I think that's important for more of us poor and houseless people, indigenous, black and brown, and disabled people to recognize our connection to our relatives from the other sides of these false borders. Those are lines, imaginary lines, put on stolen land. What have those people ever done for us? Ever. The manger has been swept. DPW came and took all the donkeys, straw, and the blankets. They left a piece of paper. You have 5 minutes to leave. You are detained. You have 3 days to pay rent or quit. The Virgin de Guadalupe was deported. The baby Yeshua has been left. Masked men seized the three kings and put them all under arrest. All the while, an orange monster wails behind a 90,000-foot golden barricade. Put them all in jail. False deadly gates and walls have desecrated the butterflies, the sacred waterways, and Mama Earth's sacred waterfalls. Muhammad, Yeshua, Buddha, Moses, and Mama Earth have called a Zoom meeting to strategize. Collective resistance from the Congo to Palestine to sacred indigenous dirt. The baby Yeshua was placed in a boarding school. The orange monster screams, "Kill the indigenous. Bring me a white child with no recollection of their sacred dreams or their holy birth." He constructs white Jesus, steals a mama tree, builds a fake holiday filled with bloody dollar bill purchased mirth. He orders the murder of baby Yeshua, but he didn't have to. Juna Pereceta already buried him in the mission of Santa Barbara dirt. In this confused capitalist lie, we rush to buy 3,000 ways to not cry. We go into debt to give our children deadly monsters like iPhones and AI, and as far away from mama as you can get. The Zoom meeting is canceled because 300 deadly data centers poisoned all the water in occupied Turtle Island. But then we see light. All of these lies collide and we say, this is not right. We don't need machines with no people to drive us into the dark night. We don't need $3,000 phones or toys that talk to us so we don't feel alone. We just need each other to radically share what's ours is yours, and the santos agree. The four-legged and winged ones scream to the mama trees, to mama moon and the elements of Omadeo and the radical we. Listen to this poem, then turn off your phone. Listen to Mama Earth. Love the things you can't ever buy from a monster don and the capitalist miss lie.
Up next, we will hear our sister family member from Voces de Migrantes en Resistencia at Poor Magazine about the nightmare that she's dealing with in Treasure Island.
Nora, bienvenido. ¿Qué pasa?
Gracias. ¿Cómo están? Buenas tardes.
Sí, buenas tardes. Mucho triste para su situación. Por favor, dice nosotros, ¿qué pasa con situación con Treasure Island?
Bueno, pues recientemente, de repente, la gente estaba recibiendo notificaciones de desalojo o de moverlos a otro lugar.
So recently, they have telling people that they're going to evict people.
Pero era tan triste porque antes de decirle a la gente, ellos ya tenían las cajas listas para empacar las cosas de la gente.
But again, the sad stuff is that even before they were telling people, you know, and turning them for eviction and moving to other buildings, they were already coming with the boxes, the cardboard boxes to move people, you know, as they're telling people.
Y lo que pasa en esta situación, lo más triste es que este problema, nosotros pensamos y creemos y estamos 100% seguros que es un problema de racismo.
And again, what we believe as tenants is that what's happening here in this incident is that this is racial, we're being racial profile, you know, this is because of our race.
Y la razón que digo eso es porque solo está, hay muchas personas de muchas nacionalidades en este programa de housing.
Because there's different nationalities in this housing program.
Que están en el mismo programa, pero solamente están moviendo a gente latina.
But again, they are only moving and asking people to move only the Latino community.
La razón que están dando ellos, que porque ese es un edificio federal.
And what they're saying is that they're doing that because this is a federal building.
Pero es algo injusto.
But
porque
this is unfair.
Hay gente que no tiene el programa de housing, no tiene documentación, y ellos se pueden quedar.
And again, it would be harsh on people who don't have documentation.
Y ellos se pueden quedar, y eso es por eso estamos diciendo que es problema de racismo, porque solamente a la gente que está en un programa de housing que se llama Shelter Plus Care, especialmente que hay mucha gente que tiene problemas de salud mental. O sea, ¿cuál es la pinche ayuda que nos dan si nos van a chingar?
And again, it's just that, you know, Nora is saying and speaking about that they're claiming they're helping people, but they're not. That they're actually complicating people's life, messing with people's lives in their homes, and they're actually not doing what supposedly their mission, the mission statement says.
Especialmente porque hay personas que son con problemas de salud mental.
And there's also folks there who have mental health, you know, issues with mental health.
Y básicamente este programa no sirve, porque la excusa que está dando Caridades Católicas no es Mercy Housing, es Caridades Católicas lo que le está sacando. Que porque dice que el programa de Shelter Plus Care es un programa de la ciudad, uh-huh, y que la ciudad está diciendo que como estos son fondos federales, que la gente tiene que salir, que no tiene documentos de ese edificio, los del edificio Mercy Housing no está sacando la gente, la que está sacando la gente es el mismo pinche programa de la ciudad, uh-huh, y Caridades Católicas.
So it's charities, Catholic charities, I believe that she's saying, are the ones that are displacing people. They're also saying that again, this is a city program, and that the funds for this housing program comes from federal funds, and so therefore they're, you know, trying to get rid of folks who don't have their so-called proper documentation.
I just want to be clear that listeners and viewers understand the violence of this, and that everybody should stand up for these tenants, because what they're facing is the same racist profiling that's got our children and our babies being kidnapped by these ICE agents. And again, if you don't know about Treasure Island, it was set up, of course, first as this crazy, ridiculous army base and all of that history, but it's also Superfine and all this other dangerous chemicals there. But for years, it has housed poor people in unsafe conditions of mold and never repairing those mold conditions. And there's years of work that the Bayview, for instance, San Francisco Bayview newspaper have done on the very, very dangerous conditions of that housing. And now they're turning around and threatening people with eviction if they don't have these fake papers on this occupied and stolen land. This is absolutely wrong. Nada, if you did not have this housing, what would you do? You'd end up homeless again, right?
Si usted no tuviera esta vivienda, ¿qué pasaría?
Pues estuviera en los refugios.
I would be end up in the shelters.
Pero ese hay otro problema. Este programa, desafortunadamente, dice que ayuda a las familias. Mentira.
And again, this program claims they help families, but they don't really don't help families.
No, they don't.
Porque cuando tú tienes una entrada, por decir, mucha gente dice, pues no reporte, pero yo necesito trabajar, ganar, ¿cómo se dice? Porque pues yo
again,
tengo que trabajar.
Also, it's complicated because like, I have to work to survive to for food and again, this program seems like you can't do that.
Entonces luego ellos te incrementan la pinche renta bien mucho a modo de que no la pueden sacar y vuelven a sacar a las familias a las calles. Esos pinches programas tienen miles de dólares, pero no lo dan realmente como las familias lo necesitan.
They're increasing also the rents where people can't even afford it and they end up being evicted. And again, they're claiming that they're helping folks, they're housing folks, but you know, they're also displacing folks.
So this is Catholic Charities?
El programa se llama Shelter Plus Care. La que está sacando a la gente es Caridades Católicas.
Catholic Charities.
Catholic Charities, big non-profiteer listeners and viewers who traditionally get all kinds of resources, the so-called help houseless people, and we know what that really becomes. Nothing. And now they're abusing houseless indigenous relatives. I want to also connect the dots here. Treasure Island was a place where there was a lot of placement of houseless relatives from Frisco. I know a lot of people, we almost got a spot there, me and my mom.
Les quiero decir una cosa. Primero, cuando estábamos en San Francisco, no nos querían allá la gente pobre trabajadora. Nos aventaron a Treasure Island. Ahora hicieron un pinche edificio que está todo craqueado. Parece que vivimos en una pinche cárcel aquí ahorita. Y aparte también nos quieren sacar de aquí. ¿Dónde chingados nos van a mandar?
Yeah. And again, it's sad. It's like, what the hell? They don't want us in San Francisco. They kicked us out of San Francisco of our poverty. They send us to Treasure Island. And also they have us in these depleted buildings that are falling apart. And again, without proper housing.
Exactly. Nora, do you have a lawyer? Tenemos el abogado.
Ajá.
Si tiene un abogado que va a estar representando a los inquilinos.
Aquí no tenemos nada. El pinche alcalde vale madre. Nada más cuando anda en la campaña.
We already know, like, the mayor of San Francisco.
Pero ellos no se aparecen por acá los pinches políticos.
But the mayor, you already know, only when they're campaigning is that they even slightly listen to people. Now that they're not campaigning, and they're not showing up.
So are you together with other conjuntos con otros residentes en la lucha o
inquilinos?
Anybody else?
Pues sí, aquí los inquilinos están como, ¿cómo se dice? Organizándonos, pues aquí.
Yes,
so
we're organizing.
Porque queremos, ¿cómo se dice? Que pues se haga justicia y que estos programas verdaderamente, por ejemplo,
we do want justice to be done, and these programs are supposed to be helping, that they actually help.
Caridades Católicas tienen una, cada persona tiene una case manager, pero durante todo el año no nos ayudan, agarran mucho pinche dinero, a nosotros no nos ayuda nadie, ni Caridades Católicas ni los políticos.
They have a social worker, they assign you to a social worker, which gets paid, but they're not really offering any programs, any benefits, any help. But they are getting paid.
So for people to help you, support, is there anybody that's working with you right now to help organize? Is that something you need?
¿Qué manera ocupan apoyo, verdad, para ponerlo también en el público que esté oyendo? ¿Qué clase de apoyo ocupan?
Yo pienso que organizar una protesta, porque realmente están dando mucho dinero a caridades católicas y nosotros no recibimos nada.
Well, yeah,
no nos dan nada.
Beginning with a protest or you know, asking the these programs, the Catholic churches that they're supposed to be helping, start helping.
Okay. So, Nora, yo llamar a usted otro tiempo y nosotros ayuda con organizar protesta, okay? Right now, I want to say that people need to call Catholic Charities in San Francisco and tell them to stop abusing indigenous migrante tenants
and trying to evict
in Treasure Island. That's how you can immediately clap back. This is extreme, extreme racial profiling, and more importantly, in this time with the Cracker King, please. So we want to make sure that people respond, but I wanted to just say, Nora, you're not alone. Tú no solo, okay? You're not alone. We're going to try to figure out what we can do, and lo siento mucho para su familia y este momento muy, muy mal. We're so sorry you're dealing with this BS. And we'll be talking to you very soon.
Una última cosa que quiero decir, que nada más que sepa que, por ejemplo, el alcalde y los candidatos del supervisor nunca se ha parado a ponerse a la orden de la. Aquí estamos olvidados.
Be clear, the mayor and the city council people have never stepped into Treasure Island. They have never offered any hope.
No, they don't. They don't.
Porque el alcalde anda hablando muy bonito, pero que de verdad vengan. Solo viene cuando abren un parque, inauguran para los ricos, se viene a tomar la foto.
He'll show up when they're inaugurating another gentrified park, and he'll come in, you know, take photos with the wealthy.
Sí, sí.
Gracias.
Muchas
sí,
gracias.
Vamos a estar en contacto, Nora. Gracias por su fuerza y su lucha.
Okidoki. Gracias.
Okay, bye bye. Sí, sí puede. You're listening to Poor People's Radio. That's PNN, not CNN, family. This is an extremely disgusting situation. And, you know, we're talking about Occupied Yolamu, where if you park in your own RV over 2 hours, they fine you and tow you for the act of being houseless on those occupied streets. Don't try to be houseless in Frisco, family, because they will immediately push you off, make you move, harass you, and cite and ticket you. This violence ain't new. And welcome to the settler colonial town known as San Francisco. It ain't at all what they claim it is. It ain't progressive. Oh, no, no, no. Treasure Island been like that for a minute. It's run by so many poverty pimps.
So that's all for this edition of Poor People's Radio. To get your complete podcast, go to Poor Magazine on SoundCloud or poormagazine.org or wherever you get your podcast from. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, X, Blue Sky, at Poor Magazine or at Poverty Scholar or Poor News Network on YouTube. Gratitude to Anthony Fess, Anita Johnson, and David D for the media access. All power to the people.
Solid ground, 'cause everything around me is falling down. Hard Knock Rockin' on your radio.
program, turn in for the real talk, don't stop. Ian Man, at it again, Sandman, Daddy Man, Chris Juwan, Cam, yeah. Innovation, stimulating ill conversation, anything else, just imitation, simulation, step into the zone, the Bay Area zone, Hard Knock, radio, let's go. Big shout out, Anita and Davey D.
Yeah, right, feel me, yeah.
Honing down at Hard Knock Radio.
Hard Knock Radio.
Kinda crazy though. Oakland, stand up.
Yeah. Stand up.
Ensemble, Big Night Wolves.
Yeah. Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bellevue. Come on. Check out.
Why every novice think they Hard Knock when they ain't going all in and ain't paid the cost of the fee? Hating that they made they beats, trying to eat, get it ready from the steel gray beats. They bleed. I'll save you a seat at the table with a great bread making a speech. Say some peace to their lovers, I lay with a please. Maybe some shade on your name in the street. Let's go. Hey, David G.
Real Talk Radio.
You and I rocking with the best in the West.
Yes, Coast. Monday through Friday.
Sing it, Chris.
Let's go.
Hi there, this is Ann Feeney, and you are listening to listener-supported community radio, KBOO FM in Portland.
Dr. Zom's Stereo Obscura. Offbeat sounds for talented listeners. Broadcasts every other Wednesday at 10 p.m.
De nuevo, esta música divina.
There was heaven, and there was earth.
Después de esta pieza, vamos a escuchar una comunicación.
That's Dr. Zom's Stereo Obscura, every other Wednesday from 10 to midnight, here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
This is Bird Note. If we ran down the list of our most familiar songbirds, like crows, robins, and jays, we wouldn't have to go all that far to reach the wrens. They are little brown birds with cocked tails and big voices. There are nearly 90 species of wrens in the world. Nearly all of them reside in the Western Hemisphere, from Alaska to the Falkland Islands. The majority live in Central and South America, and quite a few are exceptional singers. Many wrens are small and secretive. The white-bellied wren of Mexico, Guatemala, and Belize ranks among the tiniest, at just under 4 inches. The white-bellied wren is tough to get a look at, but its brisk musical song reveals its presence as it skulks through the tropical underbrush. The largest of the wrens, the giant wren, is found only in a small area of Mexico and Guatemala. Giant wrens are as big as red-winged blackbirds, nearly 9 inches long, with rusty brown backs and white undersides. Far from shy, they call raucously as they chase one another through open woodlands. Among all the wrens, which is the most legendary singer? It's a tough decision, but many would choose South America's musician wren. Learn more about this little bird's special song on our website, birdnote.org. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
There is
is no serpent in house. There is no serpent in house.
I'm Naomi Klein, and you are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
Tune into KBOO every third Saturday at 10 p.m. for Queery. Dive into the spectrum of queer music as we explore artists across time and genre.
She's on my mind every hour of it.